Lots of love, many blessings. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Michael McIntosh, and I'm here with our lovely sister, Shireen. Hello, Shireen, how are you doing?
Wonderful, Michael. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
Excellent. It's always a pleasure to be here on this relaxing, peaceful, loving podcast. And today we are talking about loneliness. Loneliness is a major problem in our world today. You know, I have a lot of people I talk to who they don't know anyone else in their life who they can talk to, because many people are isolated from their spiritual tribe. They might be around a lot of other people, but they don't feel that deep connection. They feel like they're all on their own. And even though, you know, technically we have all these followers and fans and friends on social media and all these things, many people feel completely isolated. And even though we can access all this stuff and there's all this entertainment, the internet has made a lot of people not connect with others physically. And so loneliness is a huge issue for many people across the entire world. And I think America might be one of the worst places for loneliness, because people are doing everything through screens and there's so much superficial connection. So we're going to talk about how you can overcome loneliness and have that beautiful deeper connection that you really need. And also just to understand that these deeper connections are not something that are just a nice idea. It's a human need. There's a deep need we have to connect with each other in a real way. And that's why the greatest form of punishment is solitary confinement. The worst thing you can do to a person is put them on their own where they can't connect with anyone else. That's the worst thing that can happen. And so many of us are sort of living in a world where we're sort of experiencing some level of solitary confinement, even though we're free. So how can we experience those deep connections? How can we overcome loneliness? That's what we're discussing. Welcome to the podcast, Shireen. What would you like to share about this deep topic?
You know, whatever I'm sharing today in the podcast really is coming from my own personal experience, because I have had periods of loneliness in my life. And it was really a learning experience, actually. Like, I feel everything that has happened in my life, I wouldn't give it up for anything, right? They were wonderful experiences, even though at that time I didn't realize what they were, that they were blessings in disguise, that now when I look back, I think, yeah, I had periods of loneliness. So happy to share about this topic today.
Yeah, we all go through periods of loneliness. I live alone, personally, and I spend a lot of time by myself. I wouldn't say I feel lonely that much, but there are periods of loneliness even now. But there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. You can actually be alone and not feel lonely, and you can also be around lots of people and feel lonely. So it's more of a internal feeling, isn't it? So the first thing we wanted to talk about is a story from Princess Diana. So what do you want to share a little bit about this?
Yes, you know, in the 90s, it was in the early 90s, I think, I remember this story very well, because I was just starting my spiritual journey, and I heard this story. That at that time, I think Princess Diana was going through her divorce and separation from Prince Charles, at that time Prince Charles. And she was having a very hard time of it. And so she met Mother Teresa, and she asked Mother Teresa, they had a conversation about this. So this is all I'm hearing in the news, right? I mean, I personally haven't spoken to either of them. And so she asked Mother Teresa, what should I do, right? I'm going through this divorce, I'm lonely, I'm, you know, I feel whatever I feel. And so Mother Teresa said, serve others. And so she did. She started, like, before, I'm sure she did a lot of philanthropy, but afterwards, right, after she got that advice from Mother Teresa, she did a lot of philanthropy. You know, a lot of her main projects, philanthropic projects, were after that. And she did feel much better. And so I've been thinking about that, right? Like the best way, everything that is negative in our life, right? Like loneliness would be negative. Everything that is negative in our life is some kind of stagnant energy in the soul. And the stagnant energy, if we want to move the stagnant energy, we have to give. We have to move it. And the only way to move stagnant energy in the soul is to give. And so when you're lonely, you have to understand that there's some kind of stagnant energy going on in the soul. And at that point, you just keep, you give. You give to anyone and everyone, right? Like pick someone. You know, like these days, I have a lot of conversations with homeless people because I, you know, it's not, and surprisingly, I have a lot to say to them and they have a lot to say to me. You know, they're about their life and what they're doing and how they fell into bad times and what's going on with them, all of those things, right? So anything, right? Like there's so many people in the world who need a sense of connection. I'm not just saying go find homeless people, but anyone, just like extend yourself, give of yourself and try to find a connection. Don't wait for other people to come connect with you. And also like, don't make big mistakes like, oh, if I'm in another romantic relationship, it will help. Or if I just find a romantic partner, it'll help. It doesn't usually help because that's just like a band-aid, right? Like initially it'll be fine for a few months and then again the loneliness will begin. And so it has to be a little bit more altruistic when we give and we find connection.
That's very good. So if you're feeling lonely, then who can you reach out to or who can you go and see? I mean, even going to the store and buying food and talking to the person who's checking you out, or just little, like even when you're out and about, you might not be able to have all the best people in your life right away with you physically, because that's more of a longer term thing. We'll talk about that later. But just helping people, even if you on your phone, you can just grab your phone and just text everyone who you want to connect with. How are you doing? Do you need any help with anything? How are you, right? Or just tell them that you appreciate them. A lot of people would be happy to receive a message from you, and they might be feeling lonely as well, right? So how's it going? You want to have a chat? You know, what's going on? That can give a lot to them, and then they connect back with you.
You know, even before we reach other people, right, before we reach out to other people, there has to be some kind of centering practice we do. Centering and cleansing, where we are cleansing our intention of why we are reaching out, right? We're not reaching out because I'm lonely. That might have started it, but really I'm reaching out because I want to be of service. I want to help people, right? Because that is what is going to change the stagnant energy in the soul. If I'm just reaching out, because first people are very smart. They'll catch on very quickly. You're reaching out only because you need something. But if you have some, even if like a 2-minute centering practice, right? Just, you know, just see yourself as a spiritual being, see yourself as having very pure intentions, see yourself as you really want to help people, serve people, see yourself that way, and then reach out.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. Like today after this recording, I have a number of different appointments with people I know, my students. And I don't need to talk to them. There's no like agreement or anything. There's no like contract for any of this stuff. I just came back from a retreat and I was like, I want to help these people more, right? Just because I care about them. And I had a bunch of calls yesterday and I felt really good about it because it's just giving right from my heart without expecting anything back.
It does make and you feel good feeling. Without expecting back. You're right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get anything out of them. I'm not trying to make them do anything. Just how can I be of service? And so that feeling, because it's karma, right? If you come from your heart and you genuinely want to help somebody and you're not trying to get anything, karma comes back in interesting ways by itself. So we don't have to worry about that. But we're just coming from a good place. This is why I've heard many people say, like, go to a soup kitchen. If they are available, many people find that if you go and help the homeless and feed them something,
to give money. We're not telling people to give money to the homeless, right?
No. Don't, giving money has side effects because you're not sure what's going to happen with it. But feeding people, giving them fruit, giving them stuff to eat. Like, I was at Whole Foods yesterday and someone had a sign that said, need food or I'm hungry or something like that. So I gave him whatever I had on hand. Because I mean, if I was homeless and I didn't have anything to eat, I would be grateful if someone gave me something to eat. So the all these little things, how can we help people in some way? And that feeling, that creates that bond and it makes us feel great. And then you won't feel lonely anymore. You'll feel wonderful. So there's the first thing to do. And there are many ways that you can do that, virtually or in person or at the store or friends of yours, or go and join some, like up the road here, there's a community garden. I haven't actually been to it personally because I have my own garden here that's a bit of a handful as it is. But a lot of people go there to do gardening. And that's fun, right? It's a volunteer thing. So there's lots of volunteer things. I mean, like this podcast is a volunteer, all these things. So how can you volunteer your time to help other people?
Right. You know, even with the podcast, right? It's not like, you start a podcast so you can have a million subscribers and do this and that, right? It should really come from a place of wanting to help. Not because it's, propping something up inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very important. If you keep doing something and your loneliness is not going away, then just look at your intention for doing it and clean your intention for doing things. Once you clean your intention for doing things, it's not like you stop doing it, right? You never stop doing things. Once you clean your intention for doing something, then it actually really changes. But also, not only intention, right? Like, don't do anything that would enable people. Like, why are we saying don't give money to the homeless? Is because if they have a bad habit, right, then we are enabling, by giving money, we are enabling. And so without enabling people's negative habits and looking at your own pure intention for doing things, do the right thing.
Yeah, it's a fine line. And the thing is with money, like, it, we don't know whether someone's going to spend their money in a good way or a bad way. It could be one way, it could be, we just don't know. So it's not, we're not saying that all homeless people are just going to immediately buy crack with it or something like that. Because a lot of them won't do anything like that. They might just go to the store and buy some very sensible things and it helps them out. But we don't know what's going to happen. And so it's better to be of service in a way where you know you're not going to be enabling them for sure. But there's lots and lots of ways of helping people, whether it's people around you, homeless people, online. There's groups online that you can be a part of.
Text people you know and ask them if they're okay. Text the person you feel is hurting the most in your life. Of all the people you know, look at your list of contacts and see who's hurting the most and go help them, however annoying they could be.
Yeah. And you don't always know who's hurting, but if you do know, I mean, we sometimes know people from the past. I had a friend who I went to see him the other day, and he was having a particularly difficult time. And I'm glad I went to see him because, he needs some help. And if someone is in a really dark place themselves, they really appreciate that someone is thinking of, I mean, I've actually messaged people sometimes And the response that they said is, thank you for thinking of me. That's actually what they said. And I've heard this from quite a few people. Just thank you for thinking about me. So it's a wonderful thing just to think of somebody and think about making them feel better. It's a beautiful thing. Yay. So if that's the only thing you did, loneliness would probably go away by itself. There's right, more. Right. There's always more.
Always more. But the one that helped me the most, right? Like I said, I've had many periods of loneliness in my life. And the one that helped me the most is, of course, helping others and all of that. That helped. But the one that really helped me the most was deepening my connection with God. And I just took time to understand God. And I took time to have a connection with Him, right? Or Him or her or they or however you want to call. So for us in the Brahma Kumaris, God is a being of light, a luminous being of light. And you might ask, so how can you have a relationship with a being of light? If you become a being of light, then it's easy to have a relationship with a being of light. But also, not only do we have like past conditioning and current media and current religions, idea of God running in our heads, right? And it could be for many, many centuries, or it could even be this lifetime where you have certain preconceived notions of God. And those preconceived notions of God sometimes prevent us from connecting with Him. And so to really look at those and have the highest conception of God and to really develop a relationship with God, that's what helped me the most. Where, for me, I was like, it was a two-pronged approach. One was some misconception is preventing my connection. And to really look at that misconception and try to erase that. And the second one was to keep connecting, making that effort to keep connecting, to remember I am a soul and to remember the Supreme Soul, right? It really helped with my loneliness.
Yeah, that's one of the things. God is unique because God is always available. You know, a lot of people are sometimes not available because they're busy or they're asleep or they haven't got time or they're whatever it is.
Or they have an off mood someday. Whereas, and they don't have, you know, we can't expect too much from human beings, right? They're having their ups and downs, like I'm having my ups and downs.
Yeah. So people, of course, we do need people in our life and it is very important, but they're not always available or they might not always be in a good mood. whereas God doesn't need to sleep and always has a good mood. So,
right. And He's always looking to be with us, right? He's available.
Yeah, and He wants to uplift us and make us feel better. And so really there's no one like God at all. You know, there's no one who's always wanting our best and always here to help.
Right.
All the time and doesn't have a bad mood.
Exactly.
You know, what a wonder.
You know, Michael, I don't know if I should say this. It might not be the most politically correct thing, but I'm going to say it. You know, we were talking about it the other day that some of our shorts, right, they get, when we talk about God, we like get so many negative comments.
From religious people.
Right, from religious people, right? Yeah, and they will like, say, you know, like they will say things like, oh, you're still in the dark because you don't believe in our religion, or, you know, this is the only light and the only way and all of that. And I'm thinking of...
Yeah, it's quite toxic, isn't it?
You know, and so imagine, okay, we are very established in our relationship with God, right? Those comments don't bother us. But imagine how people are feeling who are spiritual, who want a connection with God, but then they have to deal with this.
Right.
How are they feeling? I was feeling very protective of these set of people who are spiritual, who want a connection with God, and who don't have to listen to people tell them, hey, if you don't believe in what I believe in, then you're not in the light, or you're the devil or the demon or whatever else that comes after that, right?
No wonder people are traumatized about God at all because of all this religious nonsense. You know, there's so much toxic. A lot of people, they're just like, I don't want anything to do with God because they think God is to do with this all this toxic human. Yeah, it's awful.
And so how, actually, maybe our viewers can tell us how. I really want to reach people who want a deeper connection with God minus the baggage. Right.
Yeah. If you want a connection with God without all the religion, then that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
There's so much baggage. And also, it's like they give God a bad name, right?
Yeah. The amount of people that get killed in the name of God. I mean, it's really.
And not just now, right? For centuries, people have got killed in the name of God. And so, this thing, right, of connecting with God. I want all our viewers, if you've listening so far, wonderful, congratulations. Thank you for having faith in us.
Nice to be with you. Hello.
Thank you for having faith in us that you're still listening. But also, have faith in God. Have trust. Trust God. There is a divine being who's the source of love and who is beyond human conception. He's like the highest, he or she or they. Highest, right? For us, God doesn't have a gender. It's just social upbringing. I keep saying he. The highest being there is, their highest, the most loving, the ocean of love, the ocean of wisdom. And he's available. He's waiting for us. And you don't have to sit here in a white sari to be able to connect. You don't have to prescribe to any particular religion to be able to connect. All we have to do is we have to remember we are spiritual beings because that's when the connection happens. I'm a soul. When we consider ourselves to be souls, then that connection with the Supreme happens. And that really helps with loneliness.
So when we feel lonely, what we're actually looking for is a feeling of connection, a feeling of nourishment, isn't it? And God is sending a current of light down, and we can tune into that light. Like I woke up this morning and I was sitting there in my meditation, and I was just feeling this wonderful current, wonderful energy. You know, it's like I don't need to think about any problems that I have. I don't need to worry about anything. Let me just receive good vibrations. You know, and that's really what we're looking for. And then we feel very full, and 'cause I live on my own, right? If I'm not practicing these things, then I can think, oh, I'm a bit lonely and I want to connect with someone. But if I'm having that remembrance, then I feel very, very satisfied, very full, and just here to give, you know. So it really gives that nourishment that we're all looking for on a very deep level. And that's why we have free courses and free meditations and all these free things to support you. The reason we do all this free is because this is the most important thing. We received all these things free, and we want
right,
to help
and
as
it's
many
our
people
spiritual principle, right? It's our spiritual principle that we don't charge. There's no upsell here.
That's right.
You know, really, there is no upsell.
That's right. A lot of people are like, "Where's the upsell?" Like, no. We've run ads so people pay money so people can get things for free just because we want to help people out, and we've had these comments. Oh, it's a scam. What's the ad? You're trying to sell. No, I'm not trying to sell anything at all. Like nothing. But yeah, that's just the world we live in, isn't it? Everyone's so paranoid about everything. So God is unlimited, doesn't want anything, just here to give. And we're the ones, there's a nice expression, you give like a grain of rice and you receive a palace. You know, we don't really give anything and we haven't got anything, and we receive so much. So that's the best relationship. And what's the third thing, Shereen?
About finding our tribe. You know, finding our tribe, right, is every one of us has a spiritual tribe. We belong. Every one of us does. The people we were talking about earlier, they have their tribe, right? They have their religion, they have their thing, and just by believing in a certain, you know, God of their understanding, they have decided they are superior to everyone else. So anyway, we won't go there. But they have their tribe, right? Like everyone has a tribe. And you should feel comfortable in your tribe. And also the tribe, right? The tribe you pick should have a higher purpose. Not just, oh, because I believe in something, I'm superior. It should have a higher purpose. It has to be doing something of a, you know, benefit to humanity, right? Mm-hmm. It's not that my tribe is, oh, every Saturday we go wine tasting. I mean, that could be a tribe, but it's not exactly a higher purpose. And so to really find your tribe, and find your purpose, your meaning, what gives you meaning in life, right? We all have a special purpose and meaning, and just take time to find it.
That's right. It's so important to feel connected with other like-minded people. It's birds of a feather flock together is the expression, and that's kind of what it is. We want to be around the right people. Otherwise, we feel very lonely because we are kind of out of place, you know, the ugly duckling, the odd one out. And that doesn't feel good.
Yeah, so, you know, why is it that political parties now, right, have such a following? Is because people think they're going to get transcendence out of it. And they found their tribe finally. But again, remember, just because you believe in a certain candidate and because you believe whatever, right, certain set of values or whatever you feel, it doesn't make you superior all of a sudden. You have to do things. Like, it's very short-lived, right, that you have to back these things up with actions that actually have meaning and impact in people's lives.
Yeah, that's right. Just thinking, oh, I have superior ideas and I'm... This is the whole thing about identity politics, where someone assumes an identity and like puts some sort of thing on social media and they have a sort of feeling of superiority over everyone else. But they haven't done anything.
That's a or very, the worst, right? Oh, I'm a victim, so I'm superior. Finally, yeah, I get help. Another. I get attention. That's not okay.
There's a whole range of very strange and unhealthy relations issues going on. But a real tribe is like-minded souls who come together for a higher purpose that doesn't cause harm to other people and adds value and helps others, right? Then there's a shared meaning, you know, and that can happen in different ways, but it's the signs of being in that situation is you feel good, you feel uplifted, you give back to others, and the end result is that people beyond the group also benefit,
right,
in some
right.
form.
And also I feel that the tribe has to be closer to home, right? Somewhere, if you're wherever you're living, whichever country you're living, that there, mm-hmm. not, oh, if I'm living in the US, let me go find some tribe in Africa or something, right? So it's not going to work. It has to be somewhere you can actually give of yourself.
Yeah, you'll feel the difference. I think that's what it comes down to. When you feel you belong and you feel relaxed and natural, it's a natural feeling. You know when you found your tribe because you feel you have that feeling, and within the, any group of people, within that there are going to be certain people who you connect with more than others because everyone has their own personalities, don't they? So another thing related to this is to have friendships within the tribe who you spend time with, who you can connect with, you know, on a more regular basis, because you can't connect with all these people all the time, you know. But to have, you know, close friendships, blessings, connection with people in a healthy way who are there for you and have your back and you have their back. And it's because we all need that in life. We're not supposed to be just on our own, unable to share what's happening in our life.
You know, it's wonderful what you're sharing about friendships. But one thing I've noticed is people feel lonely and think, oh, it should be another relationship. Maybe I'm not in a relationship. I need a romantic partner or all of that, right? What I've noticed is, yes, you feel good in the short term, but you're really not addressing long-term issues around loneliness. And so I'm not saying don't get into relationships and stuff, but address these issues first, because it's a message. The soul is trying to give you a message, and you are just treating the symptoms instead of really going deep in and treating the whole thing. So
yeah, and if you have relationship with one person but you don't have any other people in your life, then that's a dangerous situation to be in.
I know, right?
Because what happens if they die or leave or do something else? Then you're done for, you know.
Right.
So this is certainly things to think about. So
blessing.
Help other people. Yep. Help others. Connect with God. Find your tribe. And have various friendships with people who you really resonate with, and you won't feel lonely anymore. You'll feel very good. All right, blessing. What do we got here?
Blessing. I will pick a page.
Pick a page at random. Let's see what it is.
Hope. You gaze into your heart and see a beautiful tapestry of all the good you've done. From the smallest acts of kindness to the grandest acts. You appreciate your purpose, reminding yourself of the love and light you've shared.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Serene. That's a beautiful blessing. Thank you, everyone, for watching. And if you're interested in more about this, you can connect with our video about God. How to connect with God. We have another video. And as always, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, like it, share it, and all those things. And we also have free courses that you're welcome to enjoy. Just check out the description. And we will talk to you next time. Lots of love.